March 26, separating from sin. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3, 1 and 2. The requirements of God are set plainly before us, and the question to be settled is, will we comply with them? Will we accept the conditions laid down in His Word, separation from the world? This is not the work of a moment or of a day. It is not accomplished by bowing at the family altar and offering up lip service, neither by public exhortation and prayer. It is a lifelong work. Our consecration to God must be a living principle interwoven with the life and leading to self-denial and self-sacrifice. It must underlie all our thoughts and be the spring of every action. This will elevate us above the world and separate us from its polluting influence. All our actions are affected by our religious experience. And if this experience is founded on God and we understand the mysteries of godliness, if we are daily receiving of the power of the world to come and hold communion with God and have the fellowship of the Spirit, if we are each day holding with a firmer grasp the higher life and drawing closer and still closer to the bleeding side of the Redeemer, we shall have inwrought in us principles that are holy and elevating. Then it will be as natural for us to seek purity and holiness and separation from the world as it is for the angels of glory to execute the mission of love assigned them in saving mortals from the corrupting influence of the world. Everyone who enters the pearly gates of the city of God will be a doer of the word. He will be a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. It is our privilege to realize the fullness there is in Christ, and be blessed by the provision made through Him. Ample provision has been made that we should be raised from the lowlands of earth and have our affections fastened upon God and heavenly things. Will this separation from the world in obedience to the divine command unfit us for doing the work the Lord has left us? Will it hinder us from doing good to those around us? No, the firmer hold we have on heaven, the greater will be our power of usefulness in the world. Manuscript 1, March 26, 1869. Diligence in the work of preparation.